Somebody tried to reach me yesterday who states that he was formerly a resident of New Bern, North Carolina, my old hometown. Says he's a Tar Heel. And he's also a reverend. Well, everybody I ever associated with in New Bern, North Carolina, was or still is in prison. Maybe that's where he was converted. Maybe that's where he took up the Lord's work. I'll call this fellow when I get off and find out if perhaps he and I went to school together. Who knows? It could have happened that way. Well, now, what's with you this morning, Daddy?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on a nice day to come around.
What do you mean, waiting for a nice day to come around? Yesterday was a very nice day.
Oh, yeah, it was. And
today's expected to be a nice day. It was kind of windy, but that's all right. Yesterday was a beauty. Went out and sat on the patio for a while. The wind was, it was fierce. It blew the table and chairs away, but I still sat there, had a wonderful time. So anyway, what do you plan to do with your weekend next? You know, today is Thursday already. You better start setting those plans down, and I hope nothing goes awry.
Oh, I'm set. It's off to the races.
Off to the races. Reverend Miller, this is the gentleman who called claiming that he is also from New Bern, North Carolina. Speak to this young man here. He's talking about going to the races and betting on the horses. And I wouldn't be at all surprised, Reverend, if while he's out there, he drinks beer. Now, what do you think about that? Well, say something, Sam.
Oh, is it my turn? Well, yes, I concur.
Oh,
and I will take a picnic
that's
lunch, too.
That's enough. I really don't care to continue with this discussion. I should mention to you, this is very important information for a lot of people. The 4th and Oak intersection closed to traffic because of that construction, which is still going on, and they will be pursuing their aim to open it up by the end of Sunday. So the Metropolitan Sewer District officials say that the intersection will be open again to traffic come Monday morning, but it's closed this morning. That's the 4th and Oak intersection closed to all traffic today. And through Sunday night, should be reopening on Monday morning. It's 7:10, 10 minutes after 7, the time at 790 WAKY.
You got a project?
We want to review our weather forecast again. That can wait for a moment or two, can it? Yeah, okay, let's wait. You know, a lot of people are arising right now. Yes, we get all kinds of demographic studies, and we know that between 5 minutes before 7 and 7:15, a lot of people, a great percentage of people who arise early in the morning to prepare themselves for work and for school, are getting up at just about this time. So why don't we wait just a few minutes for that information, okay? We can't tell you it's 50 degrees. I'm going to have to make a concerted effort to put back on some of that weight that I lost. I lost over 30 pounds. Yeah. So yesterday, I met someone I haven't seen for at least a couple of years, and he had two questions for me. How you feel, Bill? I feel terrific. Just wonderful. It's what you got fatal. I said I feel terrific. I guess maybe I don't look so good. Maybe I should regain some of that weight. I think I've lost a little bit too much. Maybe I lost it too fast. I feel all right. It's 7:14, 14 minutes after 7, the time at WAKY. I'd like to take a long weekend, say a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and go out to Las Vegas and win all of their money. That's what I'd like to do. I'd be satisfied winning just a part of their money. Did I tell you about the experience I had last time I was out there, which was 100 years ago? I was sitting there playing this little old slot machine, putting my quarters in it, just having a nice time, you know. And this guy was playing a machine behind me. He was playing a dollar machine. He walks up behind me, and I watched him as he played the machine. He put a total of 3 coins in it. 3. That's the total of an investment of $3. After the 3rd coin hit the bottom, there was a payoff. Boy, I'm talking about fireworks. The whistles went off, the sirens. You know how much you won? $12,000. $12,000. You talk about a celebration. I wish you could have seen it. He was there with his wife. I don't know where they were from. But anyway, they were, oh, man, they were so happy. They were hanging from the rafters, turning cartwheels and just having a wonderful time. So they paid off. So he started feeding money into the same machine, which I didn't understand at all. Anyway, he put about a dozen coins into that same machine that had just paid off $12,000, and all of a sudden, his wife, I'm not saying now that there was anything wrong with her in particular, I think he had the same condition because she just beat him to it, that's all. She started screaming before he did. She started screaming for the runner, the coin girl, so she comes over and she says, hey, he put over a dozen coins in his machine here, and it hasn't paid off again yet. Can you imagine that? That woman actually thought that thing was going to pay off another $12,000 after another investment of only $12. And there I was sitting there. This was my third day sitting in that chair, and I hadn't had a $2 payoff yet.
We're proud, and we're ready to serve you in every way that we know how. The time is now at Byerly Nissan.
Now, in our new location on Dixie, just north of the Waterson.
Byerly Nissan.
WAKY AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Joe Sobel, partly sunny, windy and warm today, high 73, partly cloudy tonight, expect a low of 55 for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and a gusty thunderstorm is possible, high about 70 on Saturday, changeable skies with a cool breeze, high 56 on Saturday. Nothing about Sunday. Partly cloudy at the present time, and the temperature is 50 degrees. 21 minutes after 7, the time at WAKY. You talk in your sleep, don't mention my name, that's Elvis. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock, the time at 79 WAKY.
You like Jefferson, you like Jefferson, Mo.
25 minutes after 7, the time now at WAKY. The Presentation Academy Class of 65 holds its 20-year reunion this July at the Sealback. If you haven't been contacted as yet, you may contact them at 458-1781 or 239-8257.
Johnny Angel.
That's Shelley Faberis. It's 727 now, 27 after 7 o'clock at WAKY, Dean Martin.
At 7:34, skies are mostly clear. We have 49 degrees. I'm Sam Stevens, WAKY News, a service of Rocky's Sub Pub.
Just about time for me to refill this empty coffee cup here, but first, I want to share this letter with you. It's a letter to dear Abigail Van Buren. And I want you to know that after reading her response to this letter, there was born within me a new respect for Abby. God bless you, Abby. Listen to this letter. Dear Abby, our parents' anniversary is coming up soon. Some of us would like to make them a gift of a family portrait, including their children, their children's spouses, and their grandchildren. We want to limit this portrait to legitimate family members only, which would exclude the mother of one of the grandchildren and her son from a previous relationship. We would like to include our brother and his legitimate child without including the woman he lives with and her illegitimate son. Is it possible to do this without causing hard feelings? Signed, Problems in Southern California. Dear Problems, this is Abigail's answer. You're going to love this. You're going to love it. Abandon the idea. There are no illegitimate children, just illegitimate parents. God bless you for saying that, Abby. God bless you, my dear. You've made me feel so much better about myself. Does this mean I now have a place in this world? What are you trying to say, pal? You're not illegitimate. You heard what she said. No such thing as illegitimate children. No, my mother and father were wed when they had me, 5 or 6. You know, I was talking about high school experiences with some other people the other night. Had a wonderful dinner party. Wonderful. At any rate, this one gentleman said, we were talking about our experiences in the classroom. He's now a deacon. Very nice man. He said, when a teacher called on me for an answer or for anything, my mind was usually 1,000 miles away. Look, if the teacher ever called on me in a classroom, the teacher was speaking to an empty desk because I was about six blocks away down in the pool hall.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
It's now 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock, the time at WAKY. I thought I'd just relax for a while now. If that's all right with you, we'll just kind of glide through the next few minutes. I've refilled my coffee cup. In other words, let's make this an enjoyable Thursday morning. What I'm trying to do is conserve a little energy because tomorrow is Friday, and of course, following that, it's Saturday and then Sunday, and I want to have a little energy so I might be able to enjoy myself out in the yard taking care of business. Yeah, the wife and I have already planned to do some marvelous things with the old lot this year. Why, I might even decide to cut the grass. Again, I might decide to let her continue cutting. 7:42, 18 before 8 o'clock, the time at WAKY. The wife and I were talking about a number of things yesterday, including working in the yard and getting something done with that unsightly lot of ours. And we were talking about putting in an additional heating cooling system. And of course, if there is one placed in there, it's going to be Rude, R-U-U-D, because in the opinion of a great many people, it's the best you can get. But it's also less costly than some because, well, there are several good reasons. Do you realize that Rude has been providing you, the consumer, with the finest in heating and air conditioning equipment for about 50 years now? And these people are remarkable when it comes to their innovations. For example, right now they're showing a rooftop design can be used commercially as well as on a residential level. A rooftop design. Now, we have a house that I don't want to lead you to think that we're living in some kind of mansion because that is not true at all. But it's a pretty big old house, and we have a unit that is really not serving it as well as it might. It's a pretty good size unit, but there are a lot of bedrooms. Well, we got a bunch of kids running around the house. There are five bedrooms, and this unit simply isn't providing all the heat and air conditioning that we could use. So we're thinking about a second, smaller unit. Also, we enclosed a covered patio. And the unit that we now have is not providing the heat during the wintertime or the cool air during the summertime that is necessary to keep it comfortable. So we're thinking about a smaller unit. Of course, it's going to be, I'm thinking about one of those rooftop units. Of course, if you're now building a home or if you're upgrading the equipment that you now have serving your home, get in touch with a Rude representative, R-U-U-D. Whether it's for a new air conditioning system or a new gas furnace system or a heat pump, the system for all seasons, or maybe you'd like to talk about the rooftop design system, which is now available. It makes no difference. If it's Rude, you know it's going to be the best because they've earned a reputation for building efficient, dependable, and quiet residential as well as commercial products. You can depend on Rude and the people who represent Rude. Among those who represent Rude with new equipment, repairs, residential as well as commercial, electronic air filters, Jarvis Heating and Air Conditioning at 937-2540 in the southeastern part of the county, and Production Heating and Air Conditioning in the downtown or central area. Their telephone number at Production Heating and Air Conditioning is 589-5880. Anytime you have a problem with outdated equipment or a piece of equipment that's in need of repairs, you call Jarvis Heating and Air Conditioning or Production Heating and Air Conditioning. And because they represent Rude, you know the work and the equipment is going to be the very best, the highest quality. So I guess we're going to be getting in touch with them sometime soon. We got so many other things that have to be done, though. The wife is talking about my painting once again. I'll tell you what, that's enough to make a kid run away from home.
Where to eat? Where to eat? The Banquet Table Smorgasbord, the affordable family feast restaurant.
Live via satellite, Nighttime America, midnight till 6 on Wacky Radio, WAKY.
Because I just got paid.
Oh, brother, gee whiz, I'm going to tell you something right now. If it's absolutely repugnant, this is ridiculous. Here's another letter. Dear Abby, Should you have a doubt that women are paid less than men for doing the same job, let me assure you that my personal experience will confirm that fact. I was born a male and trained to be a computer programmer. I am also a transsexual and have had sex reassignment surgery. I am now a female physically and legally. After my sex change, I took a job doing exactly the same work I had done as a man, but as a woman, I am paid $10,000 a year less. Signed, a woman in a man's world. Abby didn't have an answer, but I have an answer for you, pal. Ma'am, sorry about that. Anyway, she is now paid $10,000 a year less than she was paid when she was a man. And I can tell you why. Because there's less of you to support now, pal.
Try the super seller.
Why are people always complaining? People are never satisfied about anything except people like me. It's 7:51, 9 minutes before 8 the time at WAKY. I'm satisfied because I'm too dumb not to be. Maybe it pays to be not too smart. WAKY AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Joe Sobel. Partly sunny, windy, and warm today. The high 73. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low of 55 for tomorrow. A mixture of clouds and sunshine with a gusty thunderstorm. High 70 on Saturday. Changeable skies with a cool breeze. High 56. It's a beautiful morning. Partly cloudy. The temperature is 50 degrees. Neil Diamond, you have a nice day. Before 8. Yes, Neil Diamond. I am, I said. It's now 7:55, 5 minutes before 8 at WAKY. Not your second marriage, is it? Or third. This is your first marriage.
10-4.
Okay. Well, then you wouldn't be interested in this. Members of divorced and separated support groups will meet at 7 p.m. next Wednesday in the parking lot directly behind Wacky Radio at 5th and Chestnut for a fist fight. No, I'm kidding there. That's kidding, but I do have an announcement for you, but that'll come a little bit later on, okay? I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of that. You know how married folks are.
Oh, yeah, they're so gentle and tender.
Yeah, mm-hmm, sure. You know, it seems like they're always involved in such things as punching and kicking contests. That when they finally divorce or when they separate, you know, the activity never ceases. Every time they see themselves or each other, they're right at it once again. I never see any of mine.
That's a good policy.
Yes, it is a good policy. But I'll have to admit that in some cases I got along better with the in-laws than I got along. You know, I don't know why there's so much stress on criticism for the in-laws. I got along very well with my in-laws.
I got a call from an in-law last night who talked to me, and I didn't even know who it was. Asked for somebody, and I'm going, who is this?
Oh, she
they finally identified themselves, you know. I was going, oh, remember me?
She wasn't trying to reach you.
No, heavens forbid.
All right. Sign of the times. That's done by Petula Clark. It's 8:10, 10 minutes after 8, the time at WAKY. Good morning. Here on a Thursday morning, feels a lot like a Friday morning, doesn't it? I feel good this morning. I think it's because the weather's so nice, it's going to stay that way, too, through today and tomorrow. Now, it may turn off just a little bit cooler come Saturday. We're expecting a high reading of about 56 degrees, but look, that'll suffice. Nothing wrong with that. 56 sounds pretty good to me. Sounds orchestral. 10 minutes after 8 at WAKY.